Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for being here.
Bet y'all missed me.
I missed you last week.
But I actually loved listening to someone else on the pod. It was so fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was. Elisa did such a good job, like such a natural.
She's a natural. I knew asking her to be on the podcast, I was like, if there's one thing Elisa is good at, like it's talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, so.
And she's just so like lively.
Yeah.
Like she was just fun to listen to. Like her laugh is cute. She's just like, I don't know. I just like was running on the treadmill and I'm like, she's so fun to listen to. So upbeat. I'm like, do we need to be more upbeat?
I mean, yeah. Maybe if we didn't record so late at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Elisa is just like, she's so fun to talk to. She's fun to like discuss things with. Like she's just gone through so many things.
Yeah.
I just feel like she has so much to say. So.
And has a lot of like interesting takes on just different things. I loved it so much. So thank you, Elisa, for filling in for me. And like how fun that you got to interview someone. Yeah. And it's just like a whole new thing for the pod. I love it.
I know. It was very fun. I just want to like formally apologize to everyone right now for my voice.
For Chelsea.
Yeah. I have a sinus infection. Yay.
So sorry.
Yeah. So it's okay. We're rallying tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done. We're going to record. But just a quick apology for my voice.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. I think it'll be okay. Yeah,
it actually sounded worse like 3 nights ago.
I was gonna say, even last night when we were audio messaging, I was like, but it sounds a lot better today. So
okay.
Should be good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's my life update. Also, I just celebrated my youngest daughter's second birthday.
Those photos of her. I love all your kids, like little portrait photos that you do.
They're all like the same photos, just different outfits.
I love it. They're so cute. She was so cute in those.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sad that she's two.
Yeah, it's a big milestone.
So rude of her.
I know. So rude of her to grow.
Yeah, so rude. But her party was so fun. We did like a little strawberry themed birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun.
It looked so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haley did not come. So rude.
So sorry. I was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my only life update. So anyway, nice. you go on with your fun update.
Yeah.
About Mexico.
My update. Yeah. Just went to Mexico from like last Wednesday to Sunday. So we got there Wednesday, like mid-afternoon. I think we actually got there at like 1:30 or 2 Mexico time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, I get there, I'm like walking to the resort. It's beautiful, by the way. We were in Cabo.
Yeah, what resort did you stay at?
So it was the Grand Fiesta Americana.
Okay.
And it's like an all-inclusive resort. We walk in and like you walk down this hill and it's like, you see, it's like after you walk in through the lobby and you're like down from the hotel and you walk to the ground level, you like see the ocean and all these like pools in front of the ocean. And my parents were like, we'll take the kids. You go order food. I was starving. So like went over to the little restaurant, started ordering food. And I like went to peek at my kids to make sure they weren't drowning, even though they were in like clothes, not swimsuits. Kale was already within like minutes fully in the water, in his clothes, like
perfect.
Just like basking in the water. And I kid you not, they cried every time I pulled them out of the water after that. Like pretty much how my day went was we woke up at 7, went to the breakfast buffet, which was amazing. By 7:30, we were in the pool. We would order food and drinks poolside. So my kids would get out for a snack, get out for lunch. That was it. And then at 4, we would get everyone out, get them showered in their PJs, drop them off at my sister's nanny's hotel room.
Oh, sister then, has a nanny.
Yeah.
Brought the nanny. Can I be sister's nanny?
Right.
Yeah.
And then all got to go to adult dinner. So I'm not even kidding you guys. For 4 days, I got to sit by a pool. My children hardly bothered me, which if you know my children, that is like a rare occurrence. And like especially Kale.
Especially
he's my
Kale.
Little leech. Love him to death, but he leeches onto me. No, seriously, with my sister's nanny, between that and cousins and grandparents and aunts and uncles, I hardly took care of my children.
That's so nice.
And then got to go to dinner and eat in peace every night. And the food was amazing. Nice. It was so fun. I was like sad to come home, which normally I'm like so ready to get home, especially because traveling with kids is usually a lot. My kids were angels. Airport, airplane, angels.
Oh, really?
It was crazy. I was shocked.
How long of a flight is that?
3 hours. Okay. But like that's like gate to gate. So I think you're up in the air for like 2 hours and 30 minutes. And mm-hmm. so like maybe 240. It was not bad. I was still worried about it though. Mm-hmm. Like for sure. Because yeah. when we flew to Vegas last, which is like literally 59 minutes gate to gate, Kale was a tyrant and like wanted to get up and run around. So I was so scared, but nope, I got my kids those Kindle Fire tablets and that yeah. kept them entertained. And they loved getting a Sprite and a snack. Like they just, they thought it was amazing.
Living their best life.
Living their best life. Aww. When my parents, so also my parents took Vivi to their room every night. So I only had one child at night.
What?
I know. I'm telling you, it was amazing. The last day, Vivi like wakes up and my parents are like, oh, like we go home today. Are you excited to go home and see Bruiser, our dog? And she was like, no. And she started crying.
Yeah. She's like, what the hell?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going home.
She's like, I live here now.
Yeah. No, literally. And my mom was like, well, Vivi, like you can't stay here. You don't even speak Spanish. And she was like, grandma. And she like rolls her eyes. She's like, hola.
Yeah. She's like, I am fluent, yeah, fluent. At this point.
Hola.
Oh my god!
I was like, okay, so funny. Get this child out of Mexico. But no,
I'm impressed. She knows so a lot. Fun.
I love seriously, it. She like picked it up. Anyway, this kid out of Mexico. Yeah, it was so fun. The resort was nice. It was just amazing. Honestly, like such a great trip. So
I'm so glad.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's so fun. I'm so jealous.
Much needed.
Yeah, it's like my dream right now to go to just an all-inclusive resort.
Dude, it's the best. You don't think about anything. You don't pull out your wallet one time. It's mm-hmm. just like amazing
yeah.
to not think about anything. And honestly, it's a great trip if you're going to bring your kids. Mm-hmm. Because if your kids are like my kids and will like be in the water, I will say though, I think it would have been harder if my kids didn't have cousins there.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean, friends to play with. Like yeah. I think that would have been a lot harder, but it was like the perfect family reunion type vacation.
Yeah.
Now if you go to a resort that has like a kids club and you're like willing to put your kids in a kids club, then they have like that option. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, it was great.
Yeah.
And once your kids are a little older too, I think. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
Living through you right now.
Thank you. Living through my past self. It was amazing.
I know. I got here. I'm like, how was the vacation? She's like, so sad to be home.
Yeah. I'm like, so depressed. Sorry. Happy to see you. So sad to be home. I was like running at the gym today. I'm like, boo. I want to be running in Mexico.
Yeah.
At the gym in Mexico.
Yeah. I know. It's been like 2 weeks since I've seen you.
I know.
It's like an all-time record.
Yeah. It's sad. And we hardly talked last week too, just because I was...
I know. Another I was like, I'm country. Leaving Haley alone. I'm like, I'm not bugging her.
Did you have so many thoughts you wanted to say?
I mean, just like here and there, whatever, yeah. you know. But I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm
yeah, just but you could have bugged. You could have. It wouldn't have been bugging, for one. Mm. For two, I mean, I literally was just sitting in a pool chair. So
nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides my water heater being broken, that's the only life update I have.
I'm sorry, this is actually tragic.
I know. I am just like, just fix my AC. Now I'm fixing my water heater. So over homeowning. What is the point?
You need to
Why
sell.
Why do I not rent? I need you to, need sell, to sell this house.
Yeah.
Truly. Anyway.
You need to sell this house and yeah. move into one of the new houses in my neighborhood.
Honestly,
there's so many.
Facts.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'm sick of this house.
Yeah.
It's not treating me well, but anyway.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to cover in pop culture, I fear.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Like, I don't have too many things, honestly.
You don't?
Ooh, not really.
I have a big list.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Where should we start? I feel like...
Should we talk about Love Island?
I feel like Love Island.
Okay. Because that's like a little bit old news now, but yeah. last week with us not recording together, you know, just... didn't come up. So this week gotta talk about the winners of Love Island.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, were you surprised? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, even though there's a reunion
on, yeah, oh
what
yeah
is it, the 19th,
which I'm yeah. actually really excited for, because I do have some like questions and I'm wondering and hoping if they'll be answered in the reunion.
What are your questions?
I mean, I just am like curious. I guess it's more like curiosities, like mm-hmm. what Kaylor is thinking about Casa Amor now that she's like going to watch it back. I mean, I watched her episode of The Vile Files. She was interviewed by The Vile Files. Mm-hmm. She had not watched anything back aside from TikTok clips. Again, she literally came from Fiji to The Vile Files. So, like, she didn't really have time to do that. But I'm just, like, she was saying, like, oh, I'm scared to watch it back. And I'm like, Kayla, you have to. You have to. Like, I think Liv will make her. And she was saying, like, oh, maybe I'll watch it with Liv. I'm like, Liv better make her watch it back.
Yeah. Honestly.
So questions about that.
Yeah. The Vile Files, like, changed my perception of Kayla.
Really?
She was so, just seemed so sweet.
I know. Yeah. And
just, like, I do think
she got kind of a bad edit. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, just the way she explained things of, like, how, like, you are just, like, in this bubble and, like, it is very, like, real and authentic, but also, like, you're not sleeping. You're drinking. Like, just so many things, like, elements that will make you, like, more emotional. When I haven't slept, I'm, like, batshit crazy. Like, you know what I mean? But it's, like, when you're, like, when those things are not going well, like, and emotions are already high, like, it's just going to be a lot for someone. And I do think she's, like, young and pretty, like, inexperienced in life in general. Like, she's from a small town and, like, you know, so this was, like, a lot for her. I really enjoyed listening. I don't know if it was on The Vile Files, but, like, listening to how she got cast was really interesting. And, like, yeah, I haven't watched Kendall's episode yet of The Vile Files, but
I listened. Wait. Yeah, I listened today.
I'm excited. Did they touch at all on his viral video that was released, his very personal video, or did they not touch on that?
I don't know. Well, okay, I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
But the main part that I listened for was to hear if, like, he was gonna say if he and Nicole were still together,
which I was getting weird vibes from her Instagram. Yeah, I was like, are they still together? I think they are.
So yeah, in the episode he basically says, like, in short, like, yes, they are still together, but they're kind of just, like, feeling things out.
Oh, geez. Okay. So they're history. They're not going to work out then.
I'm wondering if, like, they're not allowed to really say until the reunion.
Oh, I guess that could be true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Actually, that probably is actually probably the case. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know. Like, because I feel like Janae and Kenny, like, their vibe was still, I mean, they haven't been on Vile Files yet, right? But, like,
it's this week, yeah.
Okay, but, like, their vibe on Instagram is still, like, so lovey-dovey together. Like, yeah,
Kendall and Nicole have not, like, been together at all. Okay. And that's why people are, like,
Just assuming
they're not together. Yeah, on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
But he says, like, they're saying, I love you, like, sporadically, like, here and there. He's like, we'll say I love you. So not all the time. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. It was, like, a really vague, weird answer. So anyway, we just have to wait till the reunion, I guess, to really know. But I don't really think they're together.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, like, people in America saw that and that's why they weren't the winners, I suppose. Yeah. I did find it, like, interesting that she, like, wasn't ready to tell him that she loved him, like, the night before. But then, like, one night or two nights later, she was, like, all of a sudden ready to tell him that she loved him. Like, when it came down to, like, basically when they say their vows. Like, I thought that was kind of, like, weird. I kind of wish she would have stuck to her guns a little bit more and just been like, no, I'm not gonna, like, say that if I'm not ready. So I kind of thought that was strange. But yeah, I was surprised by the winners,
really.
But I was happy.
Yeah
I was happy for them. Like, I do think they went through the most adversity and both had the most personal growth and the most relationship growth. I thought Kendall and Nicole were the more obvious choice just because
to win.
Yeah, what? Just because a lot of times in the past, winners have, like, not gone through as tumultuous of a path as Serena and Cordell. And so I thought they were actually the more obvious winners. And they were, like, seemingly further along in their relationship. And I thought that's kind of, like, what America would see. Shocked that Lee and Miguel were in the final three.
I was not shocked. I thought if Serena, because I thought Serena and Cordell would win. Like, I was not shocked they won. And I thought for sure if they did not win, that Lee and Miguel would win. Because that's of how much Chelsea. Everyone. It's not crazy. People love Leah. It's not crazy. people love
They love Leah. And hate. They love and hate. Like, she gets just have as much you, hate as she gets love.
She's the one that, like, I don't even know how many followers she's at on Instagram now, but she was the first one to hit 1 million followers on Instagram. On TikTok, people comment, like, she's the people's princess. Like, people are obsessed with Leah.
Yeah. I think that's the just kind of, like, that type of personality. That's always how it is on Love Island, though. Mm-hmm. It's, like, they'll come away, and the people that are, like, drawn to that type of personality, they will, like, stand behind them till the day they die. Mm-hmm. But, like, she gets equally as much hate. Like, I have seen so much shit going around about her and, like, how horribly she conducted herself on Love Island. So, I don't know. I don't think her and Miguel's relationship was far enough along to be the winners. Like,
yeah,
I don't think it was nearly as close to, like, even Kenny and Janae's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, they were just too late to the game. So I was really surprised they were in the top three.
Yeah.
But I actually really like Leah. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with her, but I do like her. I thought she was hilarious TV.
Okay, wait. Hilarious. Did you watch her interview and call her daddy?
Oh, no. I only watched
Rob.
I only watched her. Oh, yes, I did watch Rob's, and it made me love him more. I did watch her interview, though, parts of her interview with Chicks in the Office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on Call Her Daddy, Alex asked the question, like, there are rumors.
To Leah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Asked the question to Leah, like, there are rumors that you dated Kanye West. Like, do you want to comment on that? And she was like, no, like, let's talk about something else. So
what? She would. That's so totally Kanye's type, too.
So weird.
So weird.
Yeah. So anyway.
She's so much younger than him.
I know.
I guess in Hollywood, that doesn't really matter.
It's just weird.
Strange.
I know.
Do you want to know my couple that I'm most hopeful that works out, though?
Who?
Kenny and Janae.
Really?
I just think he is just the cutest thing. And I think she... I had a mixed feelings, actually, on her, to be quite honest. I thought she said a lot of, like, kind of backhanded comments about the girls. Like, and I'm, like, curious to see, like, what they'll think when they watch it back. Mm-hmm. Like, there are many times that I'm, like, I was, like, whoa, like... She just kind of said things to, like, make herself look better to the guys. And so, and kind of, like, always saying, like, I'm just not like other girls. And when a girl says that, I'm just like, eye roll, dead to me. But I do really like her and Kenny together. And I think they're, like, a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they work out. I do not think Serena and Cordell are going to work out. He's too young.
Really?
Yeah, he's 22 years old.
How old is Serena?
She's 25 or 26, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know she's like a few years older than him, and I think he's 22. Well, I just do not see that working out. But Aaron and Kayla, absolutely not.
No, I don't think they'll be together by the time the reunion airs.
Yeah, I don't.
Even
think so,
like,
either.
The way Kayla talked about him during her interview on the Battle Files, like, it's just kind of like, like, yeah, we're together right now, but if he does one thing wrong,
yeah, like,
I'm giving him the boot.
Like, much see you later.
Yeah, like,
as she should. And I think when she goes home and actually gets around her family when they're not on television, and, like, her friends, like, that will have a lot of influence too. And I'm sorry, but if I were her friend, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that will also probably push her away from him, which as she should, because he is a tool bag.
Yes, he is.
But yeah, any other thoughts on Love Island?
No, I guess we'll just have to wait till the 19th.
So excited. Maybe we should watch it together.
Ooh, we should. That would be fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Are you caught up on Bachelorette?
I am.
Okay, I am not, actually. I know. I got a little behind. Last week, I was, like, packing for Mexico, and so I only got, like, halfway through the episode, so I watched that yesterday. So I'm caught up to last week, and then this week, so I have to watch on Tuesdays, and today is a Tuesday, and it was a crazy day. So I'm not caught up, but I'm totally fine with, like, spoilers and whatnot. Mm. The last thing I saw was just that, is his name also Aaron? Noah's brother.
Yeah.
That he went home. It was very interesting. I'm, like, really curious if that call from the Air Force was, like, legit, like, this is your only slot, or, like, if it was kind of an excuse. You know what I mean?
I have no idea. I'm just glad he's gone.
I'm so glad he's gone.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've been seeing that I wanted to talk about with Bachelorette was just Sam M., Southern Sam, his family commenting on social media. It's crazy.
I have not seen anything about it.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea. I have never seen a family go to bat for someone when the show is still airing. I'm like, does the family not have to sign like an NDA at all? Because they are just like, Sam is getting the worst edit. Like, we can't believe they're saying that he said all these things. It's just copy and paste from random scenarios. And I know that happens. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but I'm like, I'm sorry. Jason Tarek or whatever his name is said it best when he said, you cannot make a good person look terrible on TV. It's impossible. You can only make lukewarm or not good people look not good. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just like totally agree with that. And I'm just like, I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, his like mom and dad and I don't know if siblings, but mom and dad have both made comments like on Instagram and stuff of just like going to bat for him. Mm. It's yeah, it's crazy.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm. Was it after this week's episode?
Yeah, or before? It was after this week's episode.
Okay, because... Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Spoilers? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So this week she had a one-on-one with Sam M.
Okay.
And they go to like this, it's like a really, really tall building. Like, okay. Like, what is it? Like Stratosphere in Vegas or whatever. You know what
Wait,
I mean?
Wait, are they in Vegas or they're in Australia?
No, Australia still. Okay, but it's like a building like that.
Okay.
So it has like a restaurant. Like it's like a lookout view okay. restaurant.
Yeah.
And anyway, at the top of it, they do like, I don't even know what to call it, like free fall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You
yeah.
know, where you can like jump off it or yeah, whatever. Yeah,
and you free fall. Okay.
Yeah. So they're on their one-on-one day and they see someone go over and do it or whatever. And Jen is like, I am so scared of heights. Like, we're definitely not doing that. And the waiter comes over and is like, oh, like you just saw someone do our whatever free fall experience whatever mm-hmm. and he's like, would you guys like to do that today, like whatever. And Sam M is like, yep, like we're doing that. And Jen is like, no, like I don't want to do that. And Sam M is like, no, like you need to do it. Like, it was like a really weird thing. And she kept making comments about how she like did not like how he was handling the situation. She was like so scared. And she just like really wanted someone who like would take her feelings into consideration. And you know yeah. what I mean? And then like, so he's like, let's just like go upstairs. And she's just like kind of pissed off. And she's like, okay, like let's go. So they go upstairs. They like get dressed to do it. They're getting like hooked up or whatever. And she's like, I do not want to do it. And then finally, like Sam is like, okay, like if you don't want to do it, like let's not do it, whatever. And they're like oh my hugging. Gosh. And then like one of the people that are like working there are like, the only good way to get down is to like jump. And so Jen is finally like, okay, like, let's do it. And it was, like, really Jen? Weird. Yes. I was like, this is weird. And so then she jumps, whatever, she gets to the bottom. And she's like, I'm so glad I did it. It was so good. It was such a good experience. And I'm so happy I did it. And blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, this is so weird. I'm like, you went from being so pissed off that you did not want to do that at Sam because he was like encouraging you to do it, and then like you were like okay yeah never mind let's do it. And I'm like, were you trying to like set him up to look bad? Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's weird. Almost this case, because she does strike me as like a little immature. I feel like it's almost
like
this,
it was like mind gamey. It was so
exactly
weird.
I was gonna say it was almost like this mind game where she was like, she just wanted him to validate her yeah. and immediately say like, we absolutely don't have to do that. Like, if you're open to it, I would like to do it, but like mm-hmm. we don't have to do that. And then for her to be like, no, like, let's face my fear and do it.
Yeah.
It's like she wanted it to play out that way instead of him, like, pushing her. And then finally when she, like, he's like, never mind, it's okay. Then she's like, no, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Very weird.
It was weird.
Very weird.
Then they go
which
on.
Which I don't agree with him, like, pushing her to do it in the first place. But it's
it was
like,
weird, but.
Yeah, kind of strange.
The whole thing was weird. Then they go on the group date.
Okay.
And the guys play rugby. And Sam N, right? Okay. He's the guy yeah, that's yeah. like the love virgin. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I cannot believe he's still there.
Okay. So Sam N is so annoying, so obnoxious the whole entire group date. And he writes on the back of his jersey like Jen's future husband. And he's like screaming the whole time that he's like manifesting things. And then his team ends up winning. And he's like, see, Jen, we won. And like the whole time he's being Ew. So annoying. And he was like, no one matches up to like how much I want this and like
just, to like my dedication to this, yes, or like to Jen. Yeah. Like
he just kept like saying things like
he
that.
Wants it the most type of thing. Okay.
And then so yeah, his team ended up winning. And so they, at the end of the group date, they're like all getting their like chance to talk to Jen and whatever.
Okay.
And he interrupts, what's the Asian guy's name?
No, Thomas. Yeah.
Okay, he goes and interrupts Thomas. And then he like sits down with Jen. Oh my gosh, this is so weird. Actually, before I tell you this, I have to tell you this.
Okay.
So there's like a little like, what's it called when it's like just them like sitting in a room alone? Like their little like headshots where they're talking or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, it was so weird. He was like, tonight I'm going to kiss Jen. He's like, I didn't even know.
This is Thomas?
No, this is Sam N.
Oh, this is Sam N. Have they not kissed?
No, I guess they haven't kissed.
Oh, but he says he's falling in love with her and they haven't even kissed.
Yes, but he's like, tonight is the night I will kiss Jen. And it's like so weird.
You know he's going to be a bad kisser. A bad kisser.
Oh, well, so anyway, so he says that and then he goes and interrupts Thomas. And then he sits down with Jen and he's basically like, telling her how much he likes her, whatever. And then he's like, can I give you a kiss? And Jen is just like, you know, actually, she's like, I just don't feel like we can really get there. She's like, I'm gonna walk you out. So she sends Sam N home.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Glad there's only one Sam now.
Yeah, so glad. Then she goes on a one-on-one with Devin.
Okay,
which is just like whatever. Devin is so whatever to me.
He's so obnoxious.
People love Devin. Did you know
they
that?
Love him?
I know.
And I'm just like, what is wrong with America? He's a walking red flag.
I can't hop on the Devin train. Like,
the only thing that I appreciated about Devin was him opening up about his insecurities, like with his body image, because I do feel like that's a very hard thing to open up about, and I don't want to say especially as a man. Because I think it's really hard as a woman too, but I think it's like kind of less talked about for men to have like body image issues, you know? And so like I did appreciate him being like vulnerable in that sense, but just he's just like such an obnoxious human being. I like
he just
could not stand to be around him.
So bad.
Yeah, so icky.
I know. I just can't get on the Devin train.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, so she goes on her date with Devin, whatever, and then at the end they bring in her ex. Jen's ex.
Oh, that was in the preview.
Yeah. So
okay,
that was the episode in a nutshell.
And that was like the end. That was like, okay, the cliffhanger for this next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the episode.
Good. I feel like I don't even need to watch it. Honestly. I'm like so bored with this season, to be honest.
You are?
Yeah. It's just like whatever. Like, I just don't really like any of the guys that much except Marcus. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just whatever. I like her more than I thought I would, though.
Yeah.
But
I'm actually pretty into this season.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
I feel like by this
I will keep watching.
Yeah. I feel like by this point in every season, I'm bored because I really like the first episode and then I like the last, like,
few
episodes,
I know.
You know? Yeah, and in the middle, I'm like, oh, I'm bored, but I'm actually pretty entertained.
Yeah.
So weirdly, because I thought I'd be bored this season and I'm not. So. Anyway, that was this week's episode of The Bachelorette.
Okay, exciting things. Oh, okay, so we don't know who goes home then. Okay, they have not had a rose ceremony. I hate when they don't have rose ceremonies every week and it like always rolls over into the next episode and it just like goes on that. Oh, I hate that, but whatever. Anywho, was that all you had for Bachelorette?
Yep, for Bachelorette.
Okay, I had a couple of like series that are coming out. One is Emily in Paris. I don't know if you ever watched that.
No.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, so Emily in Paris season 4 comes out August 15th.
What's it on?
Very excited for that. That is a really good question. I actually don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. So sorry. Actually, Netflix, I think.
Netflix.
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. I could be wrong. It's so good. So cute. You have to watch that. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And then The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is coming out on Hulu on August 6th, which is soon. That's like next week.
No, September 6th.
Oh, I thought it was August 6th.
September.
Oh, it's a 9, huh? now that I'm thinking back.
September.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but still soon.
Ugh, bummer.
Soon, what do we think?
But not as soon as I thought, sadly. What do I think about this coming out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So like, obviously it's been rumored for like 2 years. Mm. You know, if you follow mom talk, Mormon mom talk at all, if you follow Taylor Frankie Paul, and all of that drama, it's been rumored for a couple years now that there was going to be a mom talk TV show. And I actually think that it was, there was a pilot filmed and supposed to be picked up by another network. Mm-hmm. And then it like got dropped. And then I think Hulu picked it up, if my sources are correct. And so it's like kind of been a long process for them to get this show. But like when I saw the trailer, if that's what you want to call it.
Not trailers. They're just,
I was like, these are just TikToks. Like, yeah. This is a TikTok like trailer for a Hulu show. Like, it just seems so low budget and weird.
It is. Yeah. I think they're doing TikToks because they are like TikTokers. Stars.
Right.
So I think that's like the whole point.
But it just looks trashy. It
really looks low budget with them doing that. Like, they should have come out with like a real true trailer. Like, when you, because you were the first one to send me one of the TikToks.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I was not sure if it was real or not.
Like, is this real?
And then once I, because, okay, the one you sent me did not have like the Hulu ad at the end.
Okay.
But then they started to come up, like, because they each have their own. Anyway, they started to come up with the Hulu ad at the end, and I was like, okay, like, this is legit. I'm like, it just is so strange to me. I have so many thoughts. I want to tread lightly.
I know. It's really hard because it's like, while I honestly want to sit here and just like roast the entire thing, because honestly, that is where my attitude is with it. I have so many negative thoughts, to be quite honest with you. It's hard because these people, I literally go to the gym at the same time as one of them and their husband. It's like they live in my community. So it's just hard because I'm like, we like are surrounded by these people, really. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know. I guess that's really... Yeah.
No, like, I agree. It's very close to home. It just feels a little weird to me. I don't know. I hope it's a good thing for them. I really do, because it's really cool that Hulu, you know, has picked them up.
Like, yeah, totally.
That is cool. Like, I'm thinking of like Hulu original shows, like literally like the Kardashians. I'm like, it could, like, because we're saying like it looks really low budget just by the reels, but it could be like really amazing. We have no idea because we have nothing to go off if we don't have a real trailer.
Yeah.
I think my biggest problem with it, the thing that is bothering me the most, and I don't really know how to articulate this in the right way, I hate the name of it. I hate The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. When is it not clear as day that none of them are... Okay, I shouldn't say that they're not Mormon, because I'm sure none of them have removed their records from the church. Right. I'm sure they're all born and raised Mormon and LDS. Yeah,
actually, they're not all
technically I don't even know. Yeah. But I know, you know, it's just like, obviously none of them are active. Obviously. Yeah. It is clear as day.
Yeah.
I know, because honestly, I don't even know all of them. I know Taylor Paul identifies as LDS, and she goes to church weekly. Whatever. I know, it's just crazy because
know other aspect of her life like identifies with the church.
Right.
This is like my issue that I have with it, is it's like, I understand that they're using Mormon wives as a clickbait. It's a way to reel people in, and it's honestly so fucking smart because everyone is interested in what a Mormon life actually looks like.
Okay, but here is my problem too, because it's like, it is clickbait.
Yeah.
It is clickbait totally. Yeah. And it's like you're saying, it, like, everyone wants to know what that looks like. But I feel like by them doing that, it's like, even after the first few episodes, like, their lives do not resonate with the true Mormon lifestyle. And so after a while, it's like, that name does not resonate with them. And that is my problem.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't think it's smart, actually. I think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah. It would have been better, honestly, to be like Utah, mom talk.
Just something else. I don't know what I would call it, but I just think that name is not what it should have been.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's maybe just not very authentic. Maybe it
is super smart. Maybe it is. And I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I was just like, like, no, I think it's not hitting right.
Another issue with it is they're saying it's the secret lives. Okay. Which is basically insinuating that everyone who is Mormon has this like secret life, like double life almost. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, when I was a very devout Mormon woman, which was only 3 years ago, I would have been like appalled and so felt so offended by like this production happening.
And because so many people are, I'm like,
wait a minute, I am here reading my Book of Mormon every single day, praying every single day, trying my best to live what I've been taught is going to get me to like the highest level of heaven, which is like dressing accordingly, according to what I'm, you know, supposed to do, like with my garments, not drinking alcohol or drinking coffee or drinking tea. Like mm-hmm. all of these things that are what make Mormon culture what it is, they don't follow any of it. And so it's just like very, and I'm sorry, but you can literally see it on their pages. I'm not just insinuating things, like you can go on their page and you can find all of these things from their TikTok or their Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like really hard because it's like, this is not at all accurate of what an actual traditional Mormon lifestyle looks like. And Mormonism is always portrayed in very different ways. It's either in like a cult documentary or it's something like this. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's hard because it's just not accurate at all. And so I kind of feel bad for my friends who are still like, and family who are still devout members. And then as like an ex-Mormon, I feel a little gaslit because I'm like, listen, all of these things that they do on a daily basis or on a weekly or monthly basis, the things they wear and what they drink, which I do not care what they wear or what they drink. That is their own personal business. And I'm not saying they can't claim they're Mormon because of those things. But what I'm saying is those were benefits of me leaving the church. And so for them to be like, well, I'm Mormon, but like Mormons can do all of these things too. It's like, yeah, you can, but it's not a representation of what the church says or how they want you to, you know, act.
Yeah.
So it's just like very murky water for me. And I just can, on both sides of those coins, I'm just like kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it like a watch. You know, I'm going to watch it.
No, for sure. I'm going to watch it too. And I'm not, the thing is I'm not saying it's not going to be entertaining.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it will be.
All of these girls have very controversial lives. Well, not even all of them, I'm sure, but like, the ones I know about have very controversial lives.
I mean, we're talking, obviously everyone knows Taylor Frankie Paul.
Yeah.
Everyone knows she was soft swinging, got divorced, whatever. Macy Neely had a baby while she was a BYU tennis player, which if you know anything about BYU, you are not supposed to have sex or any type of sexual intercourse while you are attending BYU. So to get pregnant as a BYU athlete, big controversy. We have Whitney, who was like a TikTok dancer, and she got like death threats because she was TikTok dancing next to her baby who was sick in the hospital.
Well, and okay. I'm pretty sure her husband was like on Tinder last summer or something. There's like cheating allegations.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
we have Jessie from Jay-Z Styles.
Jessie from Jay-Z Styles. Which
honestly, this is the one that bothers me the most.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to know why.
I just think, and I don't know her personally, so right. I hate to comment on her life or like.
Yeah, but they put like it all out on the internet. So.
I know, but I just think she has such an amazing brand and career. I'm just like, why would you want to associate yourself with that?
Yeah, but and it's I don't know why. Honestly, in my head, I'm like, why do you all want to ruin your lives?
I know that's how I
and
feel.
Your marriages and your relationships.
That's like, how I feel.
Why would you do reality TV? That's all it does is it ruins your life, your relationships, your marriage.
I don't know. I don't know who I am to speak on it. You know what I mean? Like, I am excited to watch and I will watch and I think it will be entertaining.
Yeah.
It is just, it is strange because it does feel close to home.
Yeah.
It is a little weird, but I will be watching.
No, that Michaela, she's one of the ones on there too. That she had a baby with her husband. She was 16 and he was 22.
No.
I'm like so curious how much of this stuff, these like I mean, obviously you can find a lot on Reddit, but how many of these things they actually address, like, in the TV show?
I think they probably address a lot.
I mean, by the name itself, I'm really hoping so.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping. I mean, Taylor Frankie Paul is very forthcoming, uh-huh. I feel like, with as much as she can be. Mm-hmm. But I'm really curious with the rest of them, like, how it's going to be.
It'll be play out. It'll be very interesting.
And I had never heard of Jen or Layla, so no idea who they are.
Yeah. Is Michaela the one that looks like...
really young?
Well, she looks just like Leighton Meester.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She looks just like Leighton Meester. Kind of. Her husband actually kind of does, too. It's kind of weird. They look like they could be brother and sister.
Okay.
Not even kidding. And all their kids look like... I don't know. Just they all look the same.
Okay. Well, it will be very interesting, and I will be watching.
Yeah.
But I, it's really just the name for me that. Really, oh, and threw
Demi,
it off.
Her name, it's Demi, not Demi, apparently. Oh. She is, like, for sure not a member.
Okay.
Says TikTok. So okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Why call yourselves the secret lives of Mormon wives when you're not? I don't know. It just is strange to me.
Well, we're going to find out when it airs. What'd you say? September 6th?
Yeah, I think September 6th. Yeah.
And maybe we'll come on and be like, okay, we were wrong, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm excited to watch the train wreck, to be honest.
And I feel like you and I have hot takes on it because people are being really supportive.
Yeah, and good for them. And like, I'm not trying to, again, I put it out that I have a lot of negative thoughts on it. But it's like, honestly, if they are going to come out and say that bold of a statement, then they deserve the heat because it's just so inaccurate. So that's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had for pop culture.
Okay.
So I know you have some more.
Well, I had a couple other things, Kay. But I don't think they really matter. I think we should jump in.
Move along. Okay.
Yeah. This week we needed like a very chill episode.
Yeah, with Chelsea dying over there.
Because I'm dying. But we had asked on our Instagram like a few weeks ago what people had wanted to hear from us. And someone had said they wanted to hear like an F, Marry, Kill episode.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Haley and I have like a running list of episode ideas. Mm-hmm. And that had been on our list for a long time. And then eventually we were like, nah, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah. But then someone wanted to hear it. So we were like, okay, well, that's great. A real easy episode.
Yeah.
We could do like, have fun.
Yes. We decided to call it Snog, Marry, Kill so that we don't have to say the F word 5 million times or say F because it's just kind of annoying to listen to. But snog is like a little more than a kiss, so it's what we landed on. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. Should we kind of go like back and forth, like one and one?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I have, do you want me to tell you your first one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's your first one.
Okay.
Snog, Marry, Kill. Jonah Hill.
Ooh. Okay.
Miles Teller.
Okay.
Austin Butler.
Okay.
I know. I had to start with a banger.
Okay, well, I'm marrying Miles Teller.
Okay.
Immediately. Need him forever.
Yeah. I know. He's such a cutie and he never ages.
Yeah. It depends on like which stage of Jonah Hill I'm getting. Sometimes, hot take, I find him hot.
I know.
Depends though.
Yeah. At his hottest.
I know. Oh, at his hottest.
At his hottest in your mind.
Okay, I mean, Austin Butler is cute, but I'm like not into him really. Kay. So I'm probably gonna roast the shit out of me.
Why do you think I started with this one? I'm so evil.
I'm probably kissing Jonah Hill. People are gonna die.
Yo.
And just necking Austin Butler, I guess.
I love it. That's amazing. I knew it. I knew it.
Really? Yeah. Did you think that was the
I thought that's what you would do, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for your first
I'm
one?
I'm ready.
Okay, your list is like very curated to you.
Okay.
Except for my last one. It's just kind of like a stupid one that I thought would be funny.
Okay. Most of yours are pretty curated too, I would say.
Perfect. Okay. First one. Love Island.
OMG.
Rob.
Okay.
Aaron. Kendall.
Oh. Okay, well, I'd have to marry Rob because the hottest to look at.
What? Oh my gosh. Why are we marrying Rob?
I love him. I'm seriously in love with him. I'd for sure be killing Aaron.
Oh, for
sure. Goodbye.
But so You're snogging Kendall.
I'm snogging Kendall.
Even after the butthole video?
Even after the butthole video, he has to be snogged. I could not ever get myself to kiss Aaron's lips. Ew. Okay.
Honestly, I thought it would be opposite. I thought you would kiss Aaron, kill Kendall, but love that.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry, Aaron. Couldn't come near ya. Well, funnily enough, that was mine too. And the same exact people.
Same exact.
Love Island version. Okay. Aaron, Rob, Kendall.
Okay. Wow. Let me think. Because I'm probably.
That is so funny.
I'm probably snogging Rob. Okay, because he's hot, but like such a douche. Like I would not be married to that man.
You gotta give him a good snog. Let me know how it goes.
I'm probably marrying Kendall.
Yeah. Probably. He is a sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then killing Aaron because I can't stand to look at him.
No.
No.
People impersonating him on TikTok is the most hilarious thing ever. If you have not seen, you gotta go look.
I know, it's really good.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next one for you. Just me wanting to get political, I guess.
I love
Joe Biden. Donald Trump.
Stop it.
And Obama.
I'm going to get roasted for this.
Not more than Jonah Hill.
Okay. Well, I could not stand to snog Biden or Trump. So I gotta snog bombs.
Okay. Bombs. Perfect.
Gotta snog him. I think I'm going to choose to marry good old Donald.
Well, for the money.
For the money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about it. And perfect. Joe has got to go.
He's got to go. I agree. Totally. That's what I would have done.
And Biden, he's just old as hell. Like,
yeah.
It's his. He's got to go.
No, I would totally do the same order.
Yeah. I think that's my order.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't cancel me.
No. I would choose the exact same.
All right. That was hilarious. This one is kind of my more random one.
Okay.
Love all of these people, though. Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas.
Okay.
Or Cole Sprouse, but like recent Cole Sprouse.
Okay. Fun. Yeah.
I love him so much.
How fun.
It's a fun one, right?
Okay. I'm marrying Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
Because
for the height, baby.
He's perfection.
Yes.
I'm killing Nick Jonas. Don't care. Couldn't care.
Yeah.
And then I'm snogging Cole Sprouse because whoo.
Yeah.
Even though he's like such a pothead.
I know. He's such a stoner. Yeah. And I think he's a short king too.
Oh yeah.
But I like the short kings.
Yeah. Obvi. We know.
Obvi. Married one for life. So
we know.
Yes. I love.
Love. Okay. This is Game of Thrones.
Ooh, okay. You.
And
okay.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. So okay. I literally had to just like Google cast
Can't
for
wait.
You.
Love it. You know I'm gonna love it.
Jon Snow.
Okay.
Bran Stark. Which I do know a little bit about.
Okay.
And then I'm not gonna say this right. Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Tyrion Lannister. Yes. We know you love a short king.
Okay, I'm going to be kissing Tyrion.
Really?
Yep, I'm going to be kissing Tyrion because Bran has to die. He's so freaking annoying.
Is he?
Yes, he's so annoying.
Okay.
And I have to marry Jon. I have to have him for life. Even though he's like not even like, I'm not like the biggest Jon Snow like fan. Mm-hmm. Like some people like fangirl over him. That's not really me. But I think of the three, he would be my choice to marry.
Okay.
Well, I got a snog Tyrion.
When I was Googling the cast of Game of Thrones, like, how many seasons are there? Like seven?
Yeah.
I Googled like the main cast.
Yes, the main
characters.
And
there was not that many hot men or something.
There's not.
I expected there to be more.
Yeah. There's more beautiful women.
Okay.
Like, if you would have given me Daenerys, definitely would have snogged Daenerys.
Yeah, she's perfect.
Yeah, she's perfection. All right. Taylor Swift X's round one.
Oh, perfect. I knew this was coming. I actually was going to do a Taylor Swift X, but I was like,
you're
no,
like,
Hayley has
gonna
it for me.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm like, Hayley.
It was actually Marina's idea. So I love it.
Thank you, Marina.
Okay. Round one.
Okay.
Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, okay.
Maddie Healy.
Ooh, okay. Okay, well, I'm gonna kill Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, goodbye.
I would not be a Taylor Swift fan unless we necked him.
Yeah,
true. With a red scarf.
Yeah,
yeah. Facts. I'm gonna snog Matty Healy because I think he's actually super fine. In like the Scott grossest
Rock.
Way.
Yeah. In the nastiest way, we're gonna snog him.
Snost him. And then I guess I'm marrying Calvin.
Okay.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I would have done too.
Thank you. Okay. UFC.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sugar Sean.
Oh.
Conor McGregor.
Oh my gosh.
Sean Strickland.
Oh, okay. Do you know Sean Strickland is Vince's favorite?
Well.
Vince would be horrified if I did not marry him.
Okay.
But it's not about Vince, is it?
It's not.
Okay. I'm going to, you know what? I'm gonna snog Sean Strickland.
Okay.
Even though I actually don't find him super hot.
Oh, I think he's good looking.
I think he is so messed up, but it's his personality that makes him not hot.
I know. He's so messed up.
Yeah. He's got a lot of issues.
Oh, a lot of issues. Yeah.
So I could not marry him.
No.
I'm sorry, Vince.
No.
I gotta marry Sugar Sean because I love him so much. And if you guys look up a photo of him, you'll be like, Haley, what? Like, that is not your type. And he's not. But I have a deep, profound love for him. He's my favorite UFC fighter. I have to marry him for life. So off with you, Conor McGregor.
Okay.
All right. Taylor Swift X is round two because there were too many. I could not keep it to just three names. Mm-hmm. Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
Joe Jonas.
Okay.
Taylor Lautner.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I'm marrying Taylor Lautner.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's so good.
Even with his tight pants, we can fix that.
Why does he wear such tight pants?
It's so ugly. I'm going to kiss Joe because he's always been my favorite Jonas brother.
Yeah.
And then
a good Camp Rock Joe.
Yeah. And then I'm going to kill Joe Alwyn. I should. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Joe Alwyn's gotta go. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Men you love. Each has a category.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a few categories too. That's perfect. So funny. Why are we the same?
We're the same. Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, why do you gotta put Tom Hardy in there? He's Vince's doppelganger.
I know. Makes it hard, doesn't it?
Crap. That's really hard. Okay, I have to marry Charlie Hunnam. No.
Did I say it wrong? Is it Hunnam?
Oh, that's how I say it, but it doesn't matter.
I said Hunnam.
Oh, it's probably Hunnam.
I don't know.
No idea. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Wait, what was the middle one?
Mark Wahlberg. Oh, Mark Wahlberg. You're not going to marry Mark Wahlberg?
Crap.
What the hell is wrong with
you?
I know. Hard, huh?
This is a really hard one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to snog Charlie.
Okay.
Because he's just so hot. It'd be a really good snog.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I just think I have to marry Mark Wahlberg. He's just dad vibes.
He is daddy.
He's daddy.
Yeah.
And perfect. If you don't know this, Chelsea and Vince flipped their minds when we saw him 10 feet in front of us at the UFC fight.
Flipped my shit.
It was amazing.
Like,
and he was so hot in person.
So hot.
So I'm sorry, but Tom Hardy's got to go, even though I love Tom Hardy. Love him.
Ooh, yeah.
But I just, the other two, I just feel like, how could you not marry Mark Wahlberg?
I know.
You have to marry him.
You have to.
All right, Chelsea, your next category is redhead category.
Ooh, okay. Love it.
The redhead category is slim pickings.
Okay.
In my view.
Okay.
Okay, redheaded, we have a female in this one.
Perfect.
Redheaded Sophie Turner.
Okay, wow, yeah.
Rupert Grint.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, so easy. I'm marrying Rupert Grint. Number one on my list since I was in second grade.
I love it. Yes.
I'm snogging Sophie Turner.
Yeah,
she's fabulous.
Babe.
Ed Sheeran, couldn't care less. Bye. That was so easy.
But he could serenade you for the rest of your life.
I don't care.
It's don't fine. Care. You yeah. suck, Ed. See you later.
It's fine. Bye, Ed.
I love it.
I know. Rupert might not like that, though, because they're friends. But.
Oh, are they friends? They would be friends. Yeah,
Rupert Grant is in one of his music videos. I forget which one.
Okay.
It's old, but.
Okay, fun. I love it.
They're friends. I mean, that also does not make me a very good Swiftie because she's Taylor Swift is friends with Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Also,
but. Sorry.
Sorry, Rupert Grant is number one.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this season of The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Devin. You should be. Devin. Sam M.
Oh, no.
And Sam N.
Oh, no. Sam N. Goodbye. Killed for life.
Okay.
See you later. I would have to marry Sam M.
Okay.
Because physically he's more my type and because Devin is obnoxious, I could not be married to him for the rest of his life. However, Devin looks like an atrocious kisser, so it's going to be a bad snog, but that is who I'd snog. Okay. Because Sam N has to die.
Sorry. I agree. And so did Jen.
Yeah, so did Jen. Jen, we are soul sisters. Mm-hmm. Not really, but yeah. Okay, blonde babes.
Okay.
We have Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Blake Lively.
Ooh, that is so hard. Okay. Well, I'm going to marry Taylor.
Yeah, because for so many reasons. Do not be signing that prenup.
Oh my gosh. I guess I love Sabrina and Blake. Probably going to have to snog Blake, honestly, because I've loved her longer.
Yeah.
Sabrina, sorry, love you lots.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just what it would have to be.
Yeah.
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 You did me dirty on that one.
I know. Blake is just a regal beauty. I would marry her, to be honest.
Same. Me also.
You don't want to know my lineup for that. You would hate me for life.
Oh, what? You would kill Taylor?
Yeah.
You are awful.
I would. And, I just think David, Sabrina David Carpenter is so hot.
David is poking his head in. Not a true Swiftie.
Literally, David loves to call me not a true Swiftie, which there you go. I just think Sabrina Carpenter is so hot. I'd have to kiss her.
She is.
I'd have to snog her.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Okay. Oh, men you've loved in the past.
Oh, boy. Okay. Like ex-boyfriends? You don't know them. I'm scared.
I dug up your past. Can you imagine?
Interviewed my mom.
Can you imagine? The tea.
Weird.
Okay. Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, lovely.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, boy.
And I actually don't know if I just like went out on a limb here and added in Zac Efron.
Love.
Okay.
Absolutely
great.
Love.
Okay, great.
Oh, man. Okay. I think that I would have to snog Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
He is actually kind of a slime ball in real life. Oh, but why? There's a lot of, like, allegations with him and, like, younger female stars, like, that he's always gone after, like, teenage stars, even though when he was, like, in his 20s and 30s. Yeah. But, oh, my gosh. I don't know if any of those things are true. None have been proven true.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
No evidence. No woman, I don't even think, has really come out against him, like, truly. So don't judge me for this, but I'd have to snog him. He just has like been, I just have always thought he was so hot from Cinderella movie all the way through One Tree Hill. Like, I just, yeah, I have to snog him.
Are you excited for the new Freaky Friday?
Cannot wait.
Yeah,
cannot wait. I'm so excited. That's gonna be amazing. I'd have to marry Justin Bieber.
Okay.
He's my first ever crush.
Oh my gosh,
my first ever crush. Love him so much. So Zach has to go, even though love me Zach Efron. Like, nowadays he's not very attractive, but like,
I know what's going on with that.
He
is, it like the Botox,
really bad Botox and filler. He needs to get it dissolved. It's really sad, actually, because I don't know what happened to him, and he just didn't age well. Sadly, but I do think there's been some plastic surgery gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sad day. Okay, kind of funny because it's a little bit on along the same lines. Disney Channel star boyfriends.
Love it.
Okay, hopefully you know these ones. I think you will. So I have Zac Efron.
Okay.
But we are talking about...
like High School Musical.
You have to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
High School Musical number 3, Zac Efron. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
We're talking... okay, Corbin Blue.
Okay.
Or, I don't even know if you know who this is, but I do. Ross Lynch. He's Austin and Allie. Mm-hmm. Blondie.
Okay, well, I'm killing Ross Lynch immediately.
Bye, Ross.
Corbin Blue, I loved more than Zac Efron when High School Musical was getting released.
Yeah.
I just, like, thought he was all that.
Yeah, because he was.
I'm probably, like, yeah, I don't know. This is hard. Because they're both so good.
I know, they are. They're so good.
Just buy Ross
Who do you
Lynch.
Want for life? Who'd you have cuter babies with?
Oh, Corbin Blue. Immediately. And
can you imagine?
Guess I'm snogging Zac Efron. That would be a good time.
That would be a really good time.
Yeah. Bragging rights.
Great. Yeah. Love it.
Love it. Okay. All right. This is women for you.
Ooh, love it.
Katy Perry. Sabrina Carpenter. Renee Rapp. I know.
You did me so dirty. You did me dirty. Immediately snogging Renee Rapp.
Okay.
Immediately. Love her to death.
Oh my gosh.
I have to marry Sabrina.
Really?
I'm so sorry, Katie. I'm so sorry.
You have loved Katy Perry.
I know. You're forever. Right. Crap.
Yeah.
What am I doing tossing out with the old and with the new? That's so messed up. Oh, I'm like regretting that decision, actually. I actually think I have to marry Katie.
She's your long love.
She is my longtime female lover.
Yeah.
That would just be wrong to not.
Out with the old and with the
new. Oh, Sabrina. I'm sorry. I love Sabrina, but.
I know.
That was like my knee-jerk reaction, but I think the level-headed thing to do is to marry Katie.
Yeah.
And to snog the hell out of Renee Rapp because she's so hot. I actually just watched Mean Girls. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen it. Watched it on the plane.
I haven't seen it either. Was it good?
I died. Yeah, I loved it. I mean, it was fun. But she's so hot.
Did you like that it was a musical?
I love musicals. Okay. Not all musicals, but I love like a good majority of musicals. Mm-hmm. And so I really liked it. I thought it was a fun, you know, rendition of it.
I need to watch.
Yeah. And Renee Rapp is the, I believe, the first, she was like in the original cast of the first Mean Girls. I believe she got cast like at 17 or 18 years old. And that was like her first big break. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's incredible. Love her. Okay. The Emmas. This is your female one.
Okay.
Emma Stone.
Okay.
Emma Watson.
Okay.
Emma Roberts.
Okay. I'm going to kill Emma Stone.
Sad.
I'm gonna
why does she bother you the way she talks?
No, I like her. Yeah, she's whatever to me.
Yeah. Not a huge fan.
Okay. I mean, she's the funniest.
Yeah. She is funny.
No, I'm gonna kill her. Emma Roberts, I'm gonna snog. And
yeah,
Emma Watson,
she's so hot.
I'm gonna marry.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah,
good choice.
That's what it has to be. Okay. Oh, Jonas Brothers.
Love.
Joe, Nick, Kevin.
Are we talking me? Okay, but are we talking me back in the day or are we talking me now?
Now.
Okay, well, Nick has to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? That is not what I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nick was my favorite, like, post-Camp Rock. And then, like, Nick coming into his own, like, his own self as a musician. He was my favorite.
He's everyone's favorite, except never mine. I always loved Joe more.
Yeah, I always liked Joe more too, like Camp Rock era. I always liked Joe more. I think I would snog Joe, marry Kevin. Kevin was always my least favorite, but I do think that he would be the best to marry.
Yeah.
I think he's the most like mature, level-headed, and he's not terrible to look at. Like, I still think he's hot.
I don't think he's hot, but that's a really responsible choice.
I didn't think he was hot, Camp Rock. I thought he was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Or fugly, as I would have said back in the day.
Have you watched?
Yeah.
What is the name of the show that him and his brother Frankie host?
No.
What is that show called?
I forget they have another little brother.
It's where people who are relatives of celebrities like all compete in a house.
Oh.
I cannot remember.
I've never heard of
what
it.
It's called. Anyway, you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I wonder if it's good.
Well, maybe we need to see it.
Yeah, I think we do. I think they just came out with season two or
three.
Oh,
okay.
Even.
So it's newer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I'd probably marry Kevin. Okay. Joe's so hot. I'd have to snog him.
Yeah. He's perfect.
He really is.
Even though I think he's probably kind of a doucher.
Yeah, he's definitely a doucher.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick, like, especially now, I like, don't find him attractive.
I have anymore. Never thought he's attractive. Yeah. Everyone has always been obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another hot take.
Yeah.
Not me thinking Jonah Hill is sexy. And
hey, we all have our guilty pleasures. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have one more?
I do. Oh, wait. Oh, that was mine. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Y2K pop stars.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake. Okay. Usher. Okay. Chris Brown. Best
ooh.
Of luck.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
Best of luck.
Oh,
hate
no.
them all. No, just kidding.
Oh, no.
Not the freaking domestic violencers.
Yeah. Ooh. Me now? Or me in like
let's do you grade. Then. Let's do you then.
Okay, me in 7th grade. Yeah. Okay.
You in 7th grade.
Okay. Ooh, still hard because of what I know now.
I know.
From all of them. Okay, I gotta say Usher's probably the least bad. Okay, this is so hard. Perhaps I'm marrying Usher.
Okay.
The Super Bowl performance was good.
It was.
I thought it was good, personally.
Yeah, I did too.
Perhaps I'm marrying Usher. Ooh, I was obsessed. I was so obsessed funny. With Chris Brown.
So was
obsessed.
I.
Obsessed. So love. I'm snogging him.
Yeah. Cause
Justin
so
Timberlake, goodbye.
Yeah.
Never cared for you. Yeah. I've always been a Backstreet Boys girl.
See you later.
So yeah, Justin Timberlake can go. If we were to do now, I would have to kill all three. I don't know.
Off with all of them. Off with their heads.
Yeah. It's not a good.
Yeah.
Not a good trio.
They're all ick.
Yeah.
Or just terrible.
Yeah. People. You did me dirty on that one.
I'm so sorry.
I'm about to do you dirty on your last one.
No, I'm scared. Not me thinking you interviewed my mom, bringing up my ex-boyfriends.
I should have. Would have been amazing.
Like Jordan Johnson.
Is that one of your
my 7th grade ones.
Okay.
Not that dirty.
Shout out. Okay. Shrek.
Oh my God. You had to get creative, didn't you? I'm just scared.
I just thought I was really funny. Shrek, Lord Farquaad. Prince Charming.
Like Shrek's Prince Charming?
Yeah, duh.
Can't be Cinderella's?
No.
I think Shrek would make a good life partner.
Okay, obvi.
So he's got to be the Mary.
Okay.
I
think this is such an obvious lineup.
Obvi, Prince Charming got a kiss because you cannot be kissing Lord Farquaad.
No, absolutely not. Okay, that's what I would pick.
He's so ugly.
Love him.
Not the short king we're talking about. No, no, no. With his ugly ass haircut. That was funny. That's a good one. Have you seen the Shrek Christmas special?
Mm-hmm.
I have not. And my sister was telling me that it's so hilarious and I need to watch it. So
honestly, Shrek slaps my ass so hard. Like, I love Shrek. Like, Shrek 1 and 2.
That's going to be our promo video. Chelsea saying Shrek slaps my ass.
I'm crying. I have tears. It does. Shrek 1 and 2 are so good. Like, they hit
hard. They are so good.
Yeah.
Would love to know, like, how that works with, like, Donkey and the Dragon. Like, to make donkey dragon babies.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
Remains a mystery. Maybe they IVF.
I'm dying. Oh my gosh, I have tears. Oh my gosh.
That was so funny.
That was so fun. We have to do it again.
Yeah,
we will. Have to do it again.
Let us know if you liked that episode and we will do it again. I think like this even sparked more ideas of like,
yeah,
we could do so many things with this.
Next time I'm doing you dirtier. Next time I'm interviewing your mom. you put that idea in my head. I'm interviewing your mom.
I love it.
Well, that was good. I'm literally
was
crying
so
tears.
Fun. Chelsea's literally crying tears.
I just,
so hilarious.
How hard you laughed. That was so funny. But like, honestly, going back to that, Shrek 1 and 2 are so good. Did you hear they're making a 5th one?
They are?
Yeah, like a brand new one. Or I think it's the fifth, but a brand new one.
Love. Can't yeah. wait.
And like, Shrek. Who knew there was a three? No, I knew there was a three, but who yes. knew there was a four?
I did not know there was a four.
Anyway, I digress.
So funny.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. That was way funner than I expected it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I loved it.
give the podcast a rate and review. That would help us out a lot. And follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. Also follow us on TikTok. I think we have like 15 followers now.
Yay.
We're moving up in the world.
Good. Good
yeah.
for us.
Yeah. Two blondes, one pod.
Well, I think we have 200 on Instagram now, which for me, I'm like, yays. So happy.
Amazing.
Amazing.
yeah. Thank you to our dedicated listeners.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
we love you.
Love you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.